Glenn Fishman.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you and good evening. Before we begin our formal proceedings, I'd like to ask members of the board to rise for a moment of silence in the memory of two citizens of the city. The first is the grandmother of our valued colleague, Alderman Cheryl Lappin, Sarah Gopin Weintraub, who passed away on Saturday at the age of 100. And the second is for Newton firefighter Kevin Kelly, who died at his home on Saturday. Firefighter Kelly served at Station 7, Ladder 2, Group 3 on Elliott Street in Newton Upper Falls. Thank you. We'll begin shortly with the first call of committee reports with the Chairman of Land Use. I have two brief announcements at the beginning. First, we are joined by Rachel Finn, a student at Tufts University, who will be interning with us in the Board of Aldermen's office this summer. Rachel, glad to see you. Second, because we're trying to set the summer schedule of meetings, I anticipate having a chairman's meeting on 7 o'clock on Wednesday, June 17th. That's before the three committees meet to discuss the summer schedule. And also, as you all know, the Newton South and Newton North graduations are coming up, and it's been my practice, I think, with Alderman Harney and Parker and others to try and provide an opportunity when I'm offered an opportunity to give greetings to extend that opportunity to members of the board who have graduating seniors. So if anyone has a graduating senior this year, we should talk afterwards. Okay? All right. So with that, I think I've given Alderman Mansfield a chance to gather his papers, and I'll begin with the report of the Land Use Committee.
You know, you actually gave Alderman Fishman and I a chance to plug in our lights, and we're ready to go.
Wow, this is...
Thank you, Mr. President. The Land Use Committee report tonight begins on page 121. Docket item 12009, William S. and Jillian B. Pierce, petition for a special permit site plan approval to expand a non-conforming structure to demolish an existing first-floor porch and to add a small two-story addition onto the south side of an existing single-family dwelling that is legally non-conforming with respect to floor area ratio, or FAR, at 19 Glen Road, Ward 7, Newton Center, in land known in a single residence 2 zoning district. This was heard, the hearing was closed, and the item was approved 7-0. Docket item 7509, Donald A. and Jill L. Urick, petition for a special permit and site plan approval to expand a non-conforming structure in use to add an addition of less than 200 square feet to an existing detached barn to be used for home office and to waive the requirement for two parking spaces at 7 Walnut Street, Newtonville. A withdrawal without prejudice as requested by the petitioners was approved 7-0. Public hearing was closed. And finally, docket item 13409, Newton Highlands Neighborhood Area Council requesting a temporary license pursuant to Section 30-6K of the City of Newton Ordinances to hold its 34th annual Village Day on Sunday, June 14th, 2009, 12-5. That was approved 7-0. Thank you. That concludes the report.
Thank you very much. We have the Zoning and Planning Committee, Chairman Yates.
No report, Mr. President, but I would remind the members that a week from today in this very place, we will have a public hearing on various ways to respond to the FAR situation. You're all welcome.
Thank you. The Programs and Services Committee, Chairman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Programs and Services report begins on page 122. Docket item 10709, Judy McKenzie, 9 Oakville Road, Waubun, reappointed as a member of the Newton Community Education Commission for a term to expire on June 30th, 2011. Approved 6-0. Docket item 5009, Clerk of the Board requesting that Article 9, Section 2 of the Rules of the Board be updated to reflect the use of the most current version of Robert's Rules, newly revised 10th edition, Cambridge, Mass., Perseus Publishing, 2000. Approved 5-0. Docket item 3309, Alderman Lappin requesting amendment to the Rules of the Board of Aldermen so that appointments requiring confirmation to the Farm Commission be referred to the Committee on Community Preservation. Approved 5-0. Docket item 15408, Alderman Johnson requesting to establish a definition and appropriate usage of the Committee as a whole of the Board of Aldermen, as are all committees of the Board. Approved 6 in favor, 0 opposed, 2 abstentions. Docket item 15308, Alderman Johnson requesting to establish a definition and appropriate usage of the Long Range Planning Committee, the Board of Aldermen, as are all committees of the Board. No action necessary, 7 in favor, 1 opposed, Alderman Sangiola. Docket item 10308, Alderman Johnson, Sangiolo, and Brandel requesting establishment of a new rule of Board of Aldermen requiring the referral of any and all new business communications, petitions, and orders docketed before the Board of Aldermen be restricted to one or more of the standing committees of the Board of Aldermen, land use, programs and services, public safety and transportation, zoning and planning, finance, real property use, post-audit and oversight, public facilities, and committee on preservation. This was approved 7 in favor, 1 opposed, Alderman Parker. And that ends the report, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The Public Safety and Transportation Committee. Chairman Linsky.
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee's report begins on page 124. Docket item 110-09, Boston Coach Transportation, request for an annual review of the Boston College bus licenses. No changes proposed from last year's license, and the error application was approved by voting 6 in favor and none opposed. All the other items were held, with the exception of one, which is awaiting approval from finance, and that's the committee's report.
Thank you very much. Public Facilities Committee, Chairman Schnipper.
Thank you. The report begins on page 125. There is one item to report out. 131-09, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend from budget reserve the sum of $80,000 for the purpose of upgrading the automatic temperature control system at the library. The funding source was changed to capital stabilization, and this was approved with an emergency preamble to waive the 20-day waiting period. It was approved 7-0. It is being reported out because finance met early this evening in order to move the item along. That concludes the report.
Thank you very much. Finance Committee, Chairman Colletti, and you have a number of items that are part of the material in the packet if you wish to refer to that.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I'd like to move suspension of the rules to present six items, actually possibly seven items, with no written report.
Okay. The motion made and seconded for the stated purpose. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and thank you, members of the board. Tonight there was a special Finance Committee agenda. These are items not admitting of delay. In fact, one of them also has an emergency preamble attached to it. These items were taken up this evening at 7 o'clock. The first docket item, 131-09, His Honor the Mayor by title, requesting authorization to appropriate and expend. Now, the funding source has been changed to capital stabilization. The sum of $80,000 for the purpose of upgrading the automatic temperature control system at the library. This item was approved, 6 in favor, none opposed, with no abstentions and 2 absent, including an emergency preamble, which will allow the monies to be spent to upgrade the system before it shuts down over the summertime. So we're moving this first call. The next item, 197-07, parens 4, His Honor the Mayor requesting that for the purpose of clearing the books for fiscal year 09, that Board Order 196-07, parens 3, be amended by rescinding the balance of $25 that remains authorized but unissued debt for bonds issued in April 2009, pursuant to Board Order 196-07, parens 3. So we recommend approval of that, 6 in favor, none opposed, no abstentions with two absent. The next item, 14809, is honor the mayor by title. By the way, you should have a copy of this in case you're wondering what I'm reading from on your desks this evening. It should be right in front of you. It should be a first call report that was provided by David Wilkinson. Pardon me? Should be. It was on your chair. The next item, 14809, is honor the mayor by title, requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $90,260 from capital stabilization for the purpose of paying issuance costs related to the sale of bonds in March of 2009. We recommend approval first call. The next item, 14909, has been held. We'll take this up next Monday night. On to page, further items on page 2 of the finance agenda. 11309, His Honor the Mayor by title, requesting to transfer $75,000 from unemployment account into the Municipal Workers' Compensation Medical Account for the purpose of recent medical procedures that were more costly than anticipated. We recommend approval of that. Same vote, 6 in favor, none opposed, no abstentions, and 2 absent. Next item, 12909, Community Preservation Committee, requesting to transfer $2,600 within the Community Preservation Program's current FY09 administrative budget for personnel to other costs. We recommend approval, first call, same vote, 6 in favor, none opposed, no abstentions, and 2 absent. Next docket item, 114-09, His Honor the Mayor by title. This is requesting an authorization to appropriate and expend, this is a revised number, $16,000 from budget reserve for the purpose of supplementing the FY09 appropriation for veterans benefits. So we recommend approval of the modified sum of $16,000 from budget reserve, 6 in favor, none opposed, no abstentions, and 2 absent. The last item this evening, 115-09, His Honor the Mayor by title, requesting authorization to accept and authorize the expenditure of a reimbursement grant in the sum of $85,154 from the Mass Highway Department to the Fire Department for the purpose of replacement of fire communications equipment in conjunction with the reconstruction of the Commonwealth Ave Station No. 2. We recommend approval of this item, first call, 6 in favor, none opposed, no abstentions, and 2 absent, and that concludes the report.
Thank you very much. Committee on Real Property Reuse, Chairman Merrill.
Thank you, Mr. President. On page 126, item 15009, Director of Planning and Development requesting a discussion regarding the potential redevelopment of the Austin Street Municipal Parking Lot in Newtonville for mixed-use development, including affordable housing. This was held by the committee on a vote of 7-0, 1 abstention.
Thank you very much. The Committee on Community Preservation, the Vice Chairman is here, Alderman Parker.
I believe that the only item that we dealt with at our last meeting has not been reported out by Finance, am I correct? Right. Okay, so there is no report, Mr.
Thank
Chairman.
You very much. And the Post Audit and Oversight Committee, Chairman Albright. I'm sorry, I went out of order. My apologies.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report.
Thank you very much. I believe that concludes the first call of committee reports, and we have one item on second call, which I'm prepared to ask for a suspension of the rules to dispense with the recess to deal with, if that's the sense of the board. And so is a motion made to suspend the rules to move directly to second call. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? I'm sorry, I'm taking things out of order. So let me just deal with the item of suspending with the recess. We've done that. Now we have to vote on the first call of committee reports. Alderman Gentile.
Mr. President, before we vote on first call items, I apologize. I should have mentioned this to you earlier, but you started off the meeting with a moment of silence and reminded me, and I should have brought this to your attention, but in a moment I'm going to ask that the board join me in another moment of silence. The Newton North community and the city at large had suffered a tremendous loss with the sudden and recent passing on Saturday of UCal McKenzie. UCal is a, David, thanks. UCAL is a, was a guidance counselor at Newton North High School. And he was an extremely, he was young, he was vibrant, and he was an extremely well-qualified and highly respected individual at the high school. He was, on a personal note, my son had the opportunity to be helped by UCAL. I used to joke with him, you know, if you called him in this day of voicemail, he would answer the phone 90% of the time. I used to give him a hard time that, you know, in this day and age, that just didn't happen. And he was always there to help out. And I know that it was a rough day over at Newton North today because this was an extremely sudden happening. He was somewhere, I've heard, as young as 30 years of age, and at the oldest, he was like 32 years of age. So this is truly a tragic situation. He was one of those people in education that gave a tremendous amount. He wasn't just there as a guidance counselor. He was involved in many other events and activities, always volunteering his time at the high school. So as I say, he's very highly respected. It's a great loss for the community and the city, and I would ask that the members of the board please stand in a moment of silence for UCAL McKenzie.
Thank you, Alderman Gentile. Just to try and that's a very somber situation, and thank you for bringing it up. We have one other small matter to dispense with before we do actually do the roll call, and that is to accept a late filed item, which His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend the amount of $15,000 from the golf course Mayor's Golf Day receipts reserved for appropriation to fund the Newton Parks and Recreation Revolving Fund for the purpose of funding scholarships for youth attending Parks and Recreation Camp programs. As a late filed item, so I'd entertain a motion to suspend the rules to allow this item to be filed late. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it, so that'll be part of the first call. So I think that, is that correct now? We've got all the first call items, so I'll ask the clerk to call the roll on the first call of committee reports and the new docket.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Brandel. Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Colletti.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Friedman. Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin. Alderman Lennon.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Mansfield.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
The exception of item 153-08 on page 123, on which I vote now.
Alderman Schnipper.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye, with the exception of 153-08, which I vote no.
Pardon.
Alderman Vance.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Baker.
Excuse me, Alderman Parker had an amended vote, I think.
Thank you, yes. I, with the exception, appearing on page 123 of item 130-08, on which I vote no.
Baker.
Aye.
The vote is 21 yeas with 3 absent on all items except for item 130-08, where the vote is 20 yeas, 1 nay with 3 absent, and item 153-08, where the vote is 19 yeas, 2 nays, and 3 absent.
So all items carry. At this point, we have before us only one item, which is on page 127 of the reports docket. It's item 7009 parens 4, You may recall this is a resolution number 10, Alderman Lappin proposing a resolution requesting that his honor the mayor fund $53,200 for senior transportation services, including medical visits within 2 miles of the city, visits to houses of worship, and visits to long-term care facilities. As you know, Alderman Lappin cannot be here tonight because of death in the family, but I did ask her if she would like this matter carried forward in her absence, and she indicated she would. So it has been reported by the Committee of the Whole, and we had postponed it to a date certain because it was the first time it appeared on our docket, and therefore it had, could not be acted on that evening, so we have to act on it this evening. Is there any further discussion on this item? Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. On the programs and services agenda for this coming Wednesday, June 3rd, there's a docket item 25808, Alderman Sangiola requesting discussion with the Executive Department regarding reorganization of senior transportation services and establishment of an intra-village transportation system. In the report that came out of the Committee of the Whole dated May 18th, there was, we are awaiting some information from the Executive Department. If you look on page 2 of the Committee of the Whole report, I believe it's there, where a spreadsheet was to be provided to us with, around the special permits and what might be, it's in the top. She believes that the senior center will continue to look for ways to find it. She knows that committee clerk, when law department was developing a special permit spreadsheet, which would be sent to the committee clerk when it was completed. She would prefer to wait on the resolution and continue to look at the private sector and special permits for funds. And this was comments by myself and I think Alderman Sangiola. So I think this is putting the cart before the horse. I also think we don't know the impact on our budget. We don't know what's coming down from the state. So I think this is a wine before its time, and I would like to see the discussion to proceed with the Executive Department on Wednesday night, so I move postponement.
So is a motion made? Is there a second? There's a second. So motion made and seconded to postpone to, you say postponement, you didn't specify the date. Next board meeting? Next board meeting, which would be the 15th? June 15th, just to be clear. Okay? Okay. I'll recognize Alderman Parker. This is on the motion to postpone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think that during the course of our budget process, we heard from various members of the public about their concerns with respect to this issue, and I have heard in recent weeks and have listened to in recent weeks a number of comments from Newton residents who are very concerned that the senior ride program, as it has been cut back during the past year, has not met the needs of the community. And so I believe that if we were to delay the vote, we would lessen the opportunity to affect the fiscal year 2010 operating budget. Now, of course, we're acting solely in an advisory capacity to the mayor, and if the mayor does not think the money is available, he won't be able to appropriate from the city fiscal year 2010 operating budget. But that having been said, we do send a strong message in support of Alderman Sangiello's efforts and other people's efforts to find alternative funding sources, because the way we crafted the resolution was not to specify any one funding source, but simply to emphasize the importance of these ride services. So I think part of our role as aldermen is to be advocates for the community and to listen to the community, and I, for one, have listened and I've heard that this is a very important priority, and I'd like the opportunity as an alderman to articulate my support for it this evening, and therefore I will not support the motion to postpone.
Alderman Hesmahan.
I find myself in agreement with Alderman Park. I just wanted to point out that I'm respectfully going to vote against postponement because I don't see these items as being either mutually exclusive or in conflict with one another. So I would like to have the opportunity to vote in favor of it tonight.
Let me just be clear. When I read the resolution, I didn't read the last line, which was possible funding source, 2009 free cash and or other sources, which is the way it was framed. Alderman Albright.
I think that night we had a very long and involved conversation, and the decision was that this was a resolution about getting senior transportation, not necessarily about where the funding was going to come from. So that, I would agree with Alderman Hesmahan, there's no conflict here, because this is just sort of being in agreement that this should happen, was the way it was presented that night.
Any further discussion? Oh, excuse me, Alderman Swiston.
I looked this over a number of times, and I know that during this discussion of the committee of the whole, we flip-flop back and forth with whether this was actually a request to put funding back into the operating budget, and from that standpoint, we're not actually specifying where the money was coming from, or was this just a vote in support for senior rides. I think that there was definitely consensus of the committee as a whole that we were very much in support in wanting to provide rides for seniors, but A, on the principle that we can't recommend funding when we aren't specifying where that money is coming from. I think that, I mean, I suppose if you want to support this, it just is, it's a feel-good vote, you know, and everybody can look like they're supporting seniors, but I don't think that this is really providing what they really need. What they really need is a way to fund their rides, which is what the item that Alderman Sangiello had docketed, and I think that's the real item. Postpone or not postpone, I mean, you can do this and everybody can vote and everybody can feel good that they're supporting seniors, but I don't think you're achieving anything, and you give them the false impression that they are now, you know, being protected by having rides, and then you're not motivated in wanting to fix the situation, which is that there isn't money in the budget, yet this is a service that needs to be provided, and what we really need to take a look at is how we're going to provide it.
Okay. Alderman Fishman, then I want to come back to Alderman Harney. I saw those two names.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would say that we're not in violation of either of these. In fact, I think we strengthen the discussion by going on record so that if there are specific things we can come up with the Sangiello resolution, with Sangiello item, that this, in fact, would show the sense of the full body. So I'm not in favor of postponement.
Alderman Harney.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am also not in favor of postponing. I'll associate my comments with Alderman Parker and Alderman Hesmahan and Alderman Albright. And as my fellow Alderman neighbor, Alderman Salvucci says, this is a resolution. So let's get it voted upon and let's send it forward.
Alderman Danberg on postponement.
I too would like to go forward with it because I think that these two items are not mutually exclusive, and the mayor is the one that needs to find the funding source. So what we're doing tonight is moving this forward and giving it our vote of confidence.
Okay. Anyone else on postponement? If not, let's see if we can take this on a voice vote. All those in favor of postponement will vote aye.
Oh,
no. You can say aye, but I count three, Aldermen Johnson, Sangiello, and Swiston. All those opposed? I think the noes have it, so it's still before us. Any discussion further on the merits of the resolution? If not, I think we can take this on a voice vote. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The resolution passes. And, well, I didn't hear a dissent, so, but I don't know if everybody voted. So. So, I think that there's any business I haven't managed to catch here, Mr. Clerk. If not, I want to thank again Alderman Gentile for reminding us of this sad news. And I'll recognize Alderman Fishman. Motion adjourned. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? We're done. Thank you.